door.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Union workers at General Motors appear to have voted down their tentative contract deal. The union has not posted final vote totals yet, but workers at five large factories who finished voting in the past few days have rejected the deal by fairly large margins. Americans cut back on retail spending in October.
The Commerce Department says retail sales declined 0.1% last month after increasing by 0.9% in September. October's decline ended six straight months of gains, though the decline was partly driven by falling prices for both gasoline and cars. Excluding sales of gas and autos, retail sales ticked up 0.1%.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the government today also reported that U.S. wholesale prices fell sharply last month as inflationary pressure continued to ease after a year and a half of higher interest rates. 2.5 weeks after sending tanks and ground troops into northern Gaza, Israeli forces entered a hospital today that they claim is used by Hamas. The House overwhelmingly passed a funding bill that would prevent a government shutdown later this week.
On this vote, the yeas are 336. The nays are 95.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when some conservatives revolted against his plan.
This was a very important first step to get us to the next stage so that we can change how Washington works.
Things got heated on Capitol Hill yesterday during a congressional hearing.
You challenged me to a cage match, like a 12-year-old schoolyard bully.
GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen got into an angry confrontation with Teamsters President Sean O'Brien before Committee Chairman Senator Bernie Sanders intervened. The two men traded insults, but there was no physical altercation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right.
This is your KMTQ News Flash. A temporary Formula One traffic relief measure could in fact become a permanent fix. Word is now, talks are going on between race leaders, Clark County, and the Las Vegas Convention and Visitor Authority to build a permanent overpass at Koval and Flamingo. LVCVA President and CEO Steve Hill says that temporary bridge has been so successful in moving resort corridor traffic that local leaders are thinking about building a permanent bridge. Along with that idea, one set of grandstands that have been put up for this weekend's inaugural race probably won't come down. Grandstands nearest to Formula One's $500 million paddock. That's where the race will start and finish on Saturday night. Secondary ticket seller StubHub says the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix is one of the top-selling global events of the year. The inaugural Las Vegas race is easily the best-selling F1 race of the year for StubHub, with the average price for a three-day ticket going for $2,100. StubHub officials say half of the ticket sales have come since the Rio Grand Prix that happened on November 5th. California race fans account for 32% of those secondary ticket sales, with Nevada in at second place at just 9%, the cheapest three-day pass. Listed at $846. And downtown Summerlin, not waiting to get into the Christmas spirit until after Thanksgiving. Its holiday parade, its annual holiday parade, returning on Friday, beginning Friday, yes, November 17th. The parade will be held every Friday and Saturday night at 6 from November 17th to December 16th. That will run along Park Center Drive. The parade includes holiday music, dancers, Snow White, and of course, jolly old Saint Nick himself, Santa Claus, also setting up shop at the Santa Chalet and the Macy's Promenade daily through Christmas Eve. Oh, oh, oh. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at vitalant.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Just one reported accident on the freeways heading into the Northwest Valley away from the Spaghetti Bowl. Watch for this on US 95 northbound at Decatur as we check our KMZQ traffic cameras. Not seeing a lot of backup to go with that. 95 northbound again at Decatur. Only reported accident on the freeways. Working a new one on the west side streets, so at the intersection of Desert Inn and Cameron. About a 30% chance of rain after 5 o'clock this evening. Otherwise, going to be cloudy and cool this afternoon with temperatures stopping right around 73 degrees. It's 57 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. Well, NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, has the latest national small business poll that is out. It is the golden anniversary of the poll, and it finds that Main Street entrepreneurs are in no mood for celebration. In fact, they're in a bit of a surly mood today. Joining us now is Trey Abney. He's the Nevada State Director for National Federation of Independent Business, better known as NFIB. And he joins us. Trey, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to talk to you, sir.
50th anniversary, but nobody on the small business side seems to really feel like celebrating anything. Can you give me the broad strokes of what you found?
Yeah, that's fair. You know, surly may be a strong word, but, you know, NFIB does this survey. It's a nationwide survey. They do it every month. And as you mentioned, this is the 50th anniversary of this survey. And it's I guess I would say it's a general malaise over the last, certainly last couple of years, certainly ever since, you know, COVID. I mean, and it's basically, it boils down to a couple things. One, inflation, right, Kevin, which affects all of us. So all of our business owners, certainly small business owners, are paying more for everything, all of their equipment, all of their supplies, everything that they have. And then, of course, that trickles down to higher prices for the rest of us. Very high credit card fees, you know, transaction fees. When each of us swipe our credit card there, you know, they have to pay these credit card fees to these large Wall Street banks. And then the quantity and quality of employees, they are finding it very hard. 43% reported job openings were hard to fill. They are finding it very hard to not only find people who want to work and who apply there, but once they do apply and get there, kind of the quality of the labor pool has been a struggle. People that don't have the skill set or the training or the education. So it is tough out there right now. Look, they're getting by. You know, they're existing, but it is tough, especially trying to exist against the large, you know, the large chain stores as well. So it is, I would say it's just, it's a malaise, and it's difficult every single day.
Is there any sense that you get from the numbers relative to optimism? I mean, do they think things are going to get better anytime soon?
No. In fact, most do not expect better business conditions, according to a survey, in the next, the next quarter, first part of the year. Optimism did drop even from last month, and optimism has kind of stayed below the historical average for these last couple of years. And so, and you have to remember, when you're talking about a small business owner, the person, when you walk through the front door and the person you see at that front counter is probably also the owner, also the one doing the books in the back, after the doors have closed. And so they, they're working hard every single day to do this all day long. They don't have large HR teams, large legal teams to kind of get through all this stuff, whether it's federal, state regulations. And so they are working very, very hard. And again, they're finding it more difficult to find people to help them, come in and do that. So.
Where does energy prices figure into all of this? Is this a major part of what we're talking about?
It is all a part of it. Certainly in the state of Nevada, we've all seen, our energy prices go up, especially when the market peaked with, natural gas. I mean, I can tell you, and, you talk to AV Energy, they'll tell you too, those prices are starting to come down, but it's all that. It's fuel prices if you have to do deliveries to your customers, right? It's ensuring you're going to have to pay higher wages now to keep those employees that you can find. So it is all of the above. And then if you're a restaurant, all of the supplies you're buying, whether it is napkins, whether it is the food you're buying from another vendor, all of that has increased, right? So it puts a squeeze on them, and they can only raise prices so much because they still have to compete with the guy or gal down the street, right, running their business. And so they have to be competitive. So it is energy price, certainly a big part of it, Kevin. It is all of the above.
I want to ask you, because unless you've been living under a rock, that we've got presidential elections coming up in 2024. We've got local elections. That thing they call the presidential sweepstakes. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be on the line in November of 2024?
Well, there's going to be a lot of things on the line. Obviously, we have a big presidential election coming up, as you mentioned, and it looks like the way it's going, we may have a rematch between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden. You look at any poll in most states will tell you most people do not want that to happen. You look in Nevada specifically, our independents are outnumbering our major parties, the Republicans and Democrats statewide, and in getting close in Clark County and in Washoe County as well. So that tells you that people are probably pretty fed up with just about anybody, whether it's Trump or Biden or whoever it is. And I think a lot of people may want a second choice. Certainly, we have a convoluted system here on the Republican side where there's going to be a taxpayer-funded primary in February that won't count and a party-funded caucus that will count that will kind of, probably leave a lot of voters out. So, we've got all that going on. But I'll be frank with you, Kevin. I'm much more concerned about what's going to happen at the state-level elections, the legislature, than I am about, president. We certainly have a big U.S. Senate. The only statewide race besides president, U.S. Senate race, Senator Jackie Rosen's running for re-election. But I'm much more concerned. I think the business community is much more concerned about our state legislature. We are, and we've talked about this before, obviously we've got Republican Governor Joe Lombardo. He'll be in for another couple years. But we've got an assembly that is two-thirds Democrat majority as we sit here today. We've got a Senate that is one vote shy of that. And if your legislature has a two-thirds majority, that majority party can not only raise taxes, but they can override gubernatorial vetoes. I think there's a lot of us that support Governor Lombardo, want to make sure that he is relevant in the 2025 session, which means either not allowing the Senate to go to two-thirds Democrat majority or eating into that assembly majority that the Democrats are two-thirds majority the Democrats already have. So, frankly, I think that's where a lot of our focus is. Kevin, in the business community, other groups, and is making sure that Governor Lombardo stays relevant.
Can NFIB, by your charter, can you get involved in politics? Can you endorse candidates? Can you fund candidates?
The federal level of NFIB, based in Nashville and D.C. as well, they do endorse candidates. They have a political action committee that funds and gives to endorse candidates. NFIB Nevada has endorsed in the past. We are in the process of setting up a state-level PAC so that we will be able to endorse and support state-level candidates. So that is a long way, Kevin, of saying, yes, we can do that.
And will you be looking at candidates in local races here? For instance, you mentioned the Jackie Rosen race, but these congressional races that are going to be very, very tight.
Certainly we'll be looking at the U.S. Senate race. And then, you know, you've got the four House seats, as you mentioned. You know, you've got Congressman Horsford, Congresswoman Lee, Congresswoman Titus, and then our only Republican in the delegation, Congressman Mark Emidate, CD2. We will be looking at all of those. I can tell you that the folks at NFIB in D.C. have been interviewing, you know, candidates for those seats and others as they've popped up and announced that they're interested in running. So, yes, we are looking at all of those.
I'm curious what NFIB, if you've even taken a stance or even looked at the Biden administration, has it been pro-small business or anti-small business?
In general, the Biden administration has not been pro-business. I think if you're big enough and the tech giants of the world and the, you know, large, I think they've got enough of a team and lobby team in D.C. where they can have their interests met. You know, they have all the money in the world to do that. You know, President Biden brags about being the most pro-union president in history. But when we see, you know, things like trying to repeal, you know, tax cuts that happened under the Trump administration, or you see things like the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, coming out with a regulation that would our franchise owners that are related, you know, the big companies like McDonald's and Taco Bell, you know, some of those big companies that have franchises, you know, making some of those companies responsible for, you know, labor activity, forcing them to unionize or to deal with a union when they're just a small franchise owner and acting like that they can, you know, make these pay increases, you know, based on what's going on in the home office in New York or Boston or whatever. I'm not being very articulate on that, but no, I would say overall the Biden administration has not been business friendly at all, small or large.
Trey, I know there are small businesses out there that feel like their voice is never heard in Carson City, in Washington. How can people get involved with NFIB?
I mean, the easy way is to go to nfib.org and you can sign up and join. Very easy to do that. When you do that, you are a member of a federation. You know, we've got 2,000 members in Nevada, thousands upon thousands of members all across the country. And, you know, not only will they have a voice in D.C., and it's a respected voice. It is specifically small business. You know, you join other business organizations and they could have everybody from the largest of the large to the small business. We are specifically small business. So not only do they get a large team in D.C. looking out for their interests and a team that files legal briefs and goes to the Supreme Court on their behalf a lot of times, but you get, you know, me, the state director in Nevada, in Carson City, you know, fighting for them and representing them in front of legislators every day. So it's nfib.org, and they can go from there. And then, you know, once they join, they would have direct access to me. My cell phone is public information. They can call it if they have any kind of issues at all. And I get those all the time. So happy to help.
Trey, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Congratulations on this 50th anniversary. Really appreciate all that you folks do at NFIB. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure. I'll come back anytime.
There you go. Trey Abney, the Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business, better known as NFIB. Stay where you are. Don't touch that dial. We got lots more to do as we continue on to Clay and Buck at 9:05. Stay with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
We have Senator Ted Cruz joining the show. We'll talk to him about the legal onslaught facing Donald Trump. He doesn't seem fazed by it in the least. We'll talk about it on Clay and Buck coming up.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining and Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Nevadans, prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free, show your pharmacist your digital card, and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll. Visit ArrayRxCard.com to learn more and sign up today.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Walks further down the street with the green pool way down low.
This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. I don't know about you, but I was really impressed by the numbers. Yesterday on the National Mall, over 100,000 people showed up to support Israel. And in fact, the speakers were a bipartisan group of people, Democrats, Republicans, independents. And one of those speakers, by the way, was Mike Johnson, the new House Speaker. He spoke at the pro-Israel rally in D.C. This is what it sounded like.
Well, it is so good to be with you all. What an extraordinary crowd. And it was organized in just a few days. It's amazing, amazing. There are few issues in Washington that could so easily bring together leaders of both parties in both chambers. But the survival of the state of Israel and her people unites us together, and it unites all Americans, all Americans. Let me be very clear. The United States stands unequivocally with our neighbor, our friend, our ally, Israel. They are neighbors in a global sense. That's right. Last week, a bipartisan group of members stood in solidarity on the steps of the House to mourn the loss lives in the October 7th attack and to grieve with the families of Israeli hostages that are still being held in Gaza. We heard heartbreaking and tragic accounts of their kidnappings. And of course, as you know, many of those families haven't received an update on their well-being since that day. As a parent myself, I can begin to comprehend their despair. All of us feel that way. This morning, we watched the horrific film that was produced by Hamas from their own cameras as they committed the assault. It's unspeakable. The auditorium was full of Republicans and Democrats in the House, and they wept as we watched the film together. Most couldn't sit through it. These Israeli hostages were kidnapped in their homes by barbaric Hamas terrorists for simply being Jewish and living in Israel. As Prime Minister Netanyahu says so well, this is a fight between good and evil, between light and darkness, between civilization and barbarism. Barbarism. The calls for a ceasefire are outrageous. We stand with you in that. Hamas terrorists waged the bloodiest assault on Jewish lives since the Holocaust, and there are hundreds of hostages, many of them Americans, still stuck inside Gaza. Israel will cease their counteroffensive when Hamas ceases to be a threat to the Jewish state. But Hamas's genocidal and anti-Semitic rhetoric isn't just confined to Gaza, as you know. The war in Israel has awakened an alarming amount of anti-Semitism towards Jewish people here in the United States and across the globe. From the halls of Congress to college campuses, this rise of anti-Semitism must be stopped. We've heard many echo the Hamas rallying cry of "From the River to the Sea," and I'm convinced that a lot of these college students that are engaging in these protests do not understand that is an explicit call for the extermination of Israel. It is happening daily in our country, as you know, and it is unacceptable for Jewish Americans to feel unsafe at home. It is unacceptable for Jewish businesses to face violence, vandalism, and threats. It is unacceptable for universities to allow Hamas apologists to assault and accost Jewish students on campus. It is unacceptable for any political leader in this nation to give credence to this dangerous rhetoric. We can and we must do more to stand with our great ally and friend. And it is my hope that this gathering today serves as a reminder to the entire world, but also to those within our own borders, that the United States stands proudly with Israel and the Jewish people forever. Forever.
I hope college students were watching, because I'm going to tell you something. What we heard from speakers all day yesterday in our nation's capital was really good. And by the way, it was bipartisan. Before I leave you this morning, I want to leave you with a new Emerson College poll of New Hampshire voters. Again, this is New Hampshire. It shows Donald Trump still strong with 49% of the vote. And Nikki Haley, whose support increased 14 percentage points from 4% in August to 18% this November. That is impressive, but it still does not mean that Nikki Haley is going to overtake Donald J. Trump. It's simply not going to happen. Stay where you are. We got a whole bunch to do as we continue on. We got Bill O'Reilly news and comment coming up at 8:45. Clay and Buck at 9:05. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
It's a rough start to the five-game road trip for the Vegas Golden Knights. For the first time this season, they failed to net a goal in a 3-0 loss to the Washington Capitals last night. Next faceoff is north of the border tomorrow against the Montreal Canadiens. All eyes of the international racing world are on Southern Nevada this week as practice runs for the Las Vegas Grand Prix get underway tomorrow night. Qualifying for the Formula One race will begin at midnight Friday with the green flag set to drop.